All right. As we step into the signature systemology step-by-step process, what I would love to invite you to do is have your outcome articulated really clearly. So if you haven't done this yet, just take a moment to write down, journal, the outcome that your person, your avatar person, gets to experience by going through this process, this system, this methodology, this journey that you're going to take them on, that they're going to experience as a result of the exercise we're about to do. So first, starting with that, your target market, that market avatar, the person who you know needs to receive this experience, this methodology, this system is going to support that specific person in a very specific outcome. So take some time, if you haven't done this yet, to dial in to your specific avatar person, even within your niche, within your target market. Pick out one person, name her, name him, give them a vibe. Who are they? All about that person. All about what their challenges are. All about what they're struggling with. All about why they have not been able to receive the results and the outcomes they've wanted yet. List all of those things. So you're really clear and dialed into what this person, this unique individual who represents so many others, what they're experiencing. And after you have that unique person, after you have dialed in to who you are bringing on this journey, I want you to take out another page, or be on the same page, and write out specifically what the outcome they get to receive. It doesn't have to be one outcome. It's nice to have like a, you know, we'll be working obviously on the messaging of one out, the main outcome, but there's like a list, there's bullet points. So if you can list all of the outcomes that this beautiful human gets to receive as a result of going through this process, you can pause this audio and do that right now if you haven't done it yet. Now, once you have your avatar person and you have the outcome that they're going to experience as a result of this journey, you are placing the paper, the steps for your signature system steps, the sheets. You're going to place a certain number of them in front of you in a line. And this is best to do with an expansive view. So you're not facing a wall, like face something expansive, whether it's a view outside a window or an open room, face the room, not the wall. And place these pieces of paper as steps. And what we want to do is not have 20 steps. We don't even want 10 steps. That's a lot. We want between 5, 7, maybe 8 steps. If you have more, it's your perspective, it's your process, and that's what you need to have. That's okay. So place those papers out in front of you, one by one, like they are stepping stones on this journey. And then I want you to take me and this instruction with you, and go stand at the end. Once you have the last piece of paper, go stand there. And again, we might find out that there's only 4 steps. And even though you put down 9 steps, you're just putting down the paper to create space for what wants to come through. And go stand at the end of this journey, literally. And as you're standing there, close your eyes and imagine this person is standing next to you. Standing right there. You can feel them, you can see them, you can touch them. Notice if it's a female, a male, or any other gender. Notice what it is that they are so excited about to have experienced those outcomes that you wrote. They have experienced the outcomes that you promised, and they're standing there. Just maybe this will help you even articulate more what the outcome is. Just note that to yourself. Really take in what the outcomes are after they have gone through this journey. We'll check in with this again after we create the steps. So if you need to write that down, have a piece of paper near you, grab your pad. You can write down the outcomes, and you might even have some new information about who this person is standing there after they've gone through the journey with you. And you can write down the outcomes that they're celebrating with you, thanking you for. And now come back to the beginning. Go back to where you were before you even started the journey. And you go there and stand there and bring them with you. Bring this avatar perfect client, the perfect person that has gone through this journey with you. Bring them back to the beginning and come stand, literally walk back to the beginning and stand there. And you're about to take them on a journey. They've said yes to you. They've said yes to your organization. They said yes to this program. Now they get to step into the process and experience your system. They're going to experience the whole system. So you are about to step into the step one, the first step of the system. And you're going to find out within each step what that step is and how they get to experience it and why it's part of the most important part of this system. A system needs all the steps. You take out one of the steps and the system falls apart. And so we're going to create the system. Now, when you're ready with your client, take a step into step one. One, two, three, step. What is the first step that they had to go through in order to get to the outcome that they expressed so much gratitude for? What is this first step? You might not have the title. You might not have the one catchy word. Just what is the thing? What are they doing? What are you walking them through? You could pick up that paper, write step one, and write down as much information that comes to you about what they experience in this step. Maybe there are a few steps within this step. Keep it simple, relatable. Write down as much as you can about this first step. This is not the way you're delivering it. This is the process for achieving the outcome. Once you've done that for step one, you can pause if you have, you pause the audio if you have more to write. Think about various exercises or content or concepts or experiences that they must have to complement, to co-create and co-facilitate the outcomes that this step will provide. Really think about what the outcome of this step is for them. And just take as much time as you need to fill this in for step one. Again, pause the audio if you need to write. And when you come back, hit play. And now we're ready to go to step two, the next step on the journey. Think about, again, the outcome of this whole experience that your ideal avatar client has experienced, is celebrating, and that you are taking them through step one and feel into what step one is. And on the count of three, you're going to step into step two, the very step that they'll need to get to the outcome, the end result. And you'll know exactly what it is when we step into it. On the count of three. One, two, three, step forward. What is the step? What is the experience here? What is step two in this journey? You don't need to know how you're delivering it, but that might come through as well. Just take a moment and fill in the paper for step two. write all the details that come to you. What do they need to do next in order to get to that end result? You may end up switching the order of these steps, but for right now, this is the journey you're being shown. And trust this process. So write down all the information that comes from this step. And then you might want to take some notes about the exercises, the content, the concepts or experiences that will help facilitate this step, if that comes clearly for you now. And if you can tune into the outcomes of this step that they get to experience while you're here, jot that down as well on your sheet for step two. May pause this audio and take as much time as you need for step two. And when you come back, hit play. And on the count of three, we're going to step into the next step, step three. Before we do that, remember the journey, the outcomes that this beautiful avatar client gets to experience as a result of working with you, as a result of working with this process, the signature methodology, the systemology. And remember those outcomes, remember who this is, where they are now. How are they feeling after step one? How are they feeling after step three? Just notice. If you need to write any notes, and pause the audio at any time and fill that in. How are they feeling here? Imagine that you are explaining this process and you're saying, by step two, you'll feel like, at this point, you might have some information that comes through and you can write that on your step. And on the count of three, we'll step into the next stone of the journey and you will have exactly the information you need to help guide this person on the path to the outcomes that they desire, that they've experienced, are the result of this process. One, two, three, step forward. And here you are in step three. And you could pick up the paper, write step three, and just acknowledge, like, notice what this step is. What do they need at this point? They've now experienced step one. You've now experienced step two. You came into contact with how they're feeling, what result they received from those two steps, where they're at now. What is the result? What is the feeling? Where are they going to be after step three? What is this step? What do they need to do, know, feel, learn, experience here in order to continue to move this process forward? At this point, you can pause the audio and fill in whatever this step is about, whatever the outcomes and results of this step might feel like. What is the step? The exercise, content, concepts, or experiences they might want to have to support the step. You can take a moment and pause the audio here and fill in step three. And when you come back and press play, as you're standing here in step three with your ideal avatar client, your person who is about to experience like radical transformation, whatever it is, learning, knowledge, change. As they stand there with you and you see now how they feel, where they're at because of step one, step two, and step three, feel into how many more steps might there be in front of you. Maybe there's only three steps. Maybe there's one or two more. So at this point, you're just creating the container. You're starting to feel into the container of this process and the system in order to receive those outcomes and results. So now, on the count of three, you'll know if it's the end, and you'll know if there's another step that you get to step into. One, two, three, step forward, step four, or whatever there is there. Step four, but this time you'll follow the same process. What is this step? They've gone through step one, step two, step three. Now they're ready for this next level. What is this that they have to learn, do, experience? what is this next step in your system? And so you can, again, pick up your paper, write step four, fill in the outcomes, the experience, the results of this step. What is it? What is this step? What exercises, content, concepts, or experiences will help facilitate the experience, the outcomes that they need from this step? Take a moment and press pause and let yourself fill this in. Take as long as you need to be as thorough for each step. Press pause. And when you come back and are ready to feel into this process and where you're standing in the system, I use these words interchangeably, system, process, methodology. You're standing here after having gone through four steps with this perfect avatar client, this person who experiences the outcomes of this methodology. And they are standing with you at the precipice of the next step. And now they've gone through each one, 1, 2, 3. Four. Where are they now? What are they feeling? What are the qualities of having gone through these four steps? Just acknowledge that. You might even write that on fourth step paper on the back. What are they feeling now after having gone through? Where are they at so far in this journey? Having as much detail and information at each step in this journey is so important for the next part of what we do, how we use the system to create our offerings, how we deliver the system. So receive as much information as you would like. You can press pause and fill it in. Where are they now after four steps? And I invite you to either press pause or continue on and stand before you. And are they complete? Is this the end? Have they reached the outcome yet? Is there another step? We're about to do this next step too. If you are continuing on, it's number 5. So on the count of 3, you'll step into number 5, step 5, bringing all the results with you as you figure out what the next step is. On the count of 3, you'll know exactly what it is. 1, 2, 3, step forward. As you stand in step 5, receiving, feeling it out, what is this step? What's it about? What are the outcomes? What are the results? What's the experience here? What is this step on the journey to get to those ultimate desired outcomes? You may take a moment and press pause again, fill this out. Jot down any exercises, content, concepts, or experiences that need to be or could be shared to help facilitate the results of this step. And press pause, take some time here in step 5. When you come back, here we are now, press play. Ready to go into step 6 or to complete. Just take a moment again. Recapitulate where we've been. You're standing there with your ideal client. You've just completed step 5. Now go back to the beginning. Step 1, what was step 2? What was step 3? What was step 4? What was step 5? What is the ultimate outcome this client, this ideal person is going to experience as a result of this system? Are you complete? If so, you can stop the audio now. And if not, you can continue. However, there is a piece at the end. So if you stop now, actually forward to the end. If you're ready for step 6, again, we're going to repeat this process, reviewing all the steps where you've just been, and now you're ready. On the count of 3, when you step into the next step, it's going to become clear for you what is there. And on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, step forward. You're standing in step 6. What is it? What is this step about? What are the outcomes? What are the results? Why? Why step 6? Why each of these steps? Why? Notice the exercises, content, concepts, or experiences that are going to support the process here of step six in taking your client to the ultimate desired outcome. And you can press pause here and take notes of everything that comes through for step six. And now that you've come back, you can press play and feel into this journey again. You've gone through step one, two, step three, step four, step five, step six. Really review the journey that you've taken this person on or that they've gone through. Are they complete? Are they ready to step in and celebrate their results? Have they reached the final piece, or is there more? And if there's more, you can continue this process. You can literally continue, just press pause and step into step seven. What is step seven? Why is there a step seven? What are the outcomes, the results? What exercises, content, concepts, or experiences will help facilitate these results? For step seven, press pause and take all your notes. And again, on the back, you'll want to really note where they are in their journey at this point. So they've done all the steps, and here they are. What are they experiencing now? What's the transformation that they've experienced up until this point? When you come back, really feel into if there's another step or if they're complete. You can continue this exercise for any more steps that you want to add just by pressing pause right now and going through the exercise for each step. Remembering to note where they are now in the process, having gone through the experience of each step. And after you've completed the last step, it's clear. They're done. They're complete. This process has worked. It's magic. And they are ready to step into the celebration of completion. They have gone through a process that has radically shifted something for them, whether they've learned a new skill, whether they've upgraded their potential, whether they have transformed something internally, whether they have returned to themselves, whether they've created something, whether they have sold something, whatever it is, they're celebrating with you now. Just feel all of the celebrations. You have a different perspective now. You have more information about what those outcomes are, what the results are, how they're feeling. So at this point, I want you to pause this audio and list all of the feelings that this person is experiencing, all of the outcomes that they have received. You might go back over each step and you can add those outcomes from the steps to this end outcome. And we'll refine that list after. A title for this process might just land right in your lap. You can write that down now if it comes to you. We can otherwise massage that after. Just take a moment here. Really feel into the person and their feeling, where they are now as a result of this process, so that you can confidently say at some point, if you do this process, you will learn how to, or you will experience, or you will transform. And then you would list bullet points that are the exact results this person will experience, or this organization will experience. So give yourself some time now to complete the exercise for yourself, and then go back into the workbook and read through the workbook so that you can refine titles, you can refine and go through all the steps and plug in. So in the workbook, there are pages that will help you title the step of your signature system, make all the notes that you need for each step, list the handouts or the exercises and materials, and list the bullets, the marketing bullets, the messaging bullets that will help convey what is experienced, what the takeaway is from each of these steps. And then you'll have an option to title each of the steps. So I recommend doing this all now while it's alive and fresh within you. And look forward to hearing about your results. Thank you.